Amen. Let's go ahead and be seated. Our service is a little different today. We did this a few years ago after coming back to this building. We prayed. Simply prayed. And as I thought of our New Year's Day and I thought of, you know, this Lord's Supper and spending time together, I think the best way to start the New Year's off is not only being in church, but praying. And so this morning, what we're going to do is we're going to pray. Now, I'm not going to ask you to stand up and pray, all right? The scariest thing is to stand up and everybody and speak. I could tell you when my first time, I know what it's like, all right? Now, you guys can even throw tomatoes at me, I wouldn't care. I'd still do it, just don't throw rocks, okay? You know? But I want you to pray. Because God wanted us to pray. Look at the scripture right here. It's going to flop. It's going to come up on the screen. I want you to see that. Well, then, I urge you that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. Everyone. That we need to be praying. That we need to take time to pray. And I look there. Petitions. That's kind of asking for things. Prayers. Talking, communicating with God. Intercession. That's standing between you and God for somebody else. When you pray, you don't only pray for yourself, you pray for others, right? That's part of prayer. And here again, I want you to, as we start the new year, I wanted to start with this verse to remind you of who you are with God. Look at what it says. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. I want you to know this morning we're going to pray, but I want you to know this. God's going to listen to you. God's going to hear you. And God's going to be with you as you pray this morning. And so in your worship folder, you'll find a little piece of paper like this. I'm going to encourage you to get it out. And it says 10 things to pray for this new year. We're starting a new year. Some of us had a kind of a rough year. There's been some very heartbreaking things during this year. Some have lost loved ones, job situations, circumstances. Things have happened in your life this year, this last year. Well, this is a new year. And it's time to kind of get a fresh look and a fresh touch. And we can start anew. Isn't it nice that we can get a fresh start with God? That we get a new beginning with God? And so I want us to look ahead with some faith. I want us to kind of look ahead to what God wants to do. Now, for some of you, this is going to be real. You've prayed for 5, 6, 7 minutes, maybe even 10 minutes in the past. For some of you, this might be hard because you've never paused long enough to pray for 10 minutes. But we're going to take 10 to 15 minutes, and we're going to pray. Nobody's going to pray out loud. I might say something to pray about for you. But that's what I have here. If you look at this, there's 10 things for you to pray. And so in 10 to 15 minutes, you could pray for each one of those. You may want to pray for your family. There's other things you can pray for. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's some healing, physical healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing. Maybe it's healing of a relationship. I don't know what you need to pray about. But something you want to have different next year. A new beginning. And so I'm going to be quiet, play his guitar, and you're going to talk to God. Don't you like the way I said that? You're going to. So take the next 10 minutes, maybe 15, and talk to the Lord. You have an outline. Whatever you want, it's between you and him. Just take 10 minutes now and begin talking with the Lord. Maybe you want to pray for your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend. Maybe you want to pray for your children or grandchildren, even great-grandchildren. We're going to take the Lord's Supper in a moment. Maybe there's some things in your heart you need to clean out. Maybe some strength to fight some battles. Satan is alive and well. But God is a mighty God. He has overcome. And so can you. As I look at the list, number 8 speaks to my heart, that I could love like Christ, that they will know I'm His disciple by my love for others. Which would you choose? As you wrap up your prayers, I'm going to pray and ask our worship team to come back. As they come, let us close this time. And you just close your heart. Lord, I just thank you that you heard the words, whether they were spoken with the mouth or whether they were uttered in the heart or flew the mind. You heard every word that was spoken here. You know each life. As you promised, we look forward to the new year where you will prosper, you will bless, and you will walk with. Things might not always go well, it might not always go right, but you will always be there. So touch hearts, encourage lives, and strengthen us, for the best is still to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.